We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Lamed Amud Beis, two dots. It's there in the Mishnah that if someone puts something out in Shas Rabbim, the halacha is chayiv for the hezekin. And it could be even if you put out a reshus, it depends, it's going according to Rav Yehuda or not, but the halacha is that if it damages, you're chayiv. And the Nar halacha says that since you put it out and without permission, the halacha is called koydim behen zacha. Whoever wants could be zeicher in it, could take it. Whoever wants could actually take it. And I can ask me that if we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sahaki said called koydim behen zacha. So Tosis on Laman Rav asked this question, because the question is if it's brashus, how could it be that called koydim zacha? So Tosis' answer is that the case where you could take it is if left it more than 30 days, where it's illegal already. If it's illegal to put a shirabim ready, even if you have Yehuda, it's possible after 30 days. The halacha is anyone wants to go take it. Now what could you take? Amar Rav, Ben Megufan, Ben Mishvachon. You could take the entire fertilizer. Viziri Amar, no. Mishvachon. What it got worth more, you could take. Avaloi Begufan. Which means like this. If you take the whole fertilizer, you have to pay the owner for the tevin and the cash. You have to pay him for the straw. Because you're not allowed, there's no knas on the guf. What's the reason there's no knas on the guf? Because it's not usual for someone just to put out tevin just as is, without wanting to turn it into fertilizer, to put into shirabim. So there's no reason to make a gzera on that. But people put it out there to gain, to make it into fertilizer. So therefore, as the knas, we take away his gains that he gets. So what's the machloikis if there's a knas on the guf also, on the ikar, tevan also, what's the machloikis? Rav sava kan su gufam mishum shvacham. Rav holds you make a knas, the guf, otu the shvach. Vizivi sava like kan su gufam mishum shvacham. You don't make a knas, you don't make a penalty on the guf because of the shvach. You only make a penalty on the shvach, on the profits and not on the principal. It says, someone picks up the golem and puts it in a different place in Shirabim, who's going to make someone else get damaged? Chayiv in Iska, Chayiv in the Nezek. But it doesn't say, V'ilu call it Koyim Zacha like Tani. It doesn't say call it Koyim Zacha. So what's the pshat? Because Golol doesn't get better in Shirabim. Tevin and Kash gets better. But Golol doesn't get better in Shirabim. Golol is Pasha's waste on an animal. So that does not get better in Shirabim. So there you see that you don't make a knas. Why don't you make a knas? Because that's only principle. That's not profits. So it's a raya to Zeiri that you only make a knas on shvach, not on gofer. It's a kash on rav. V'ilu kol kardim zocha like tani. Zocha or no. Tonal reisha with no seifa. It said reisha kol kardim zocha, and the seifa is also like that. Freitimar, but it's not true. Tani alam asur mishum gezel. It says clearly on that, the braisa says that by the case of golol, it's asur mishum gezel. And for the Gemara, don't assume Hashem Gezel Akulam Asisim Kayi. Lo Oisei Shekodam Azacha. It's going to the guy who is Zeicha. Then now you can't take it away from him. It's Asim Hashem Gezel. Break the Marvel like Tani Achi. And the Brisa is not like that. The Tani learned in the Brisa. Hamoiti Tivnu Vekash Lo Shirabim. Someone brings out his Tevin as Kash Shirabim Lizvalim to turn it into fertilizer. Who's like Ben Acher and someone else got damaged. Chayiv Beniskoy. Yechayiv in the damages that it causes to other people. But v'chol koydim em zacha, and still, and the, what's the, since you put it out and the chayiv in this guy, someone who picks it up is zaych in it. Umutu b'shem gazel, and it's mutu b'shem gazel, which means you're allowed to take it. V'ahoyfich as a gal v'shirab muzik ben achar. But if you move someone's gal in shirab to a different place, muzik ben achar yichayiv, but also b'shem gazel, you're not allowed to take it. It's also b'shem gazel. So you see clearly that there's a difference between galal and tevin. What's the difference? Tevin and kash have profits, so they're. The prophets is a knas on prophets. But saying Gaul is no prophets, no knas. You see, there's no knas on the guf. Amar Nachman by Yitzchak, the kasha doesn't stop. Why? Gaul karamis? That's not a kasha. Dovish yesh by shvach. Something that has in it prophets. So we worry you put it out of shirabim. There were konsu gufoy mishum shvacha. They made a knas on the principle because of the shvach. Something that has no shvach whatsoever, there's no knas. So for example, golol, that there is no shvach at all, it doesn't get better at all, so there, it's possible there's no knas. Because it's not, they're not going to make knas on a principle, on the guf, if there's no shvach. So there's no shvach and golol, there's no knas in that either. But of course, when there is profits, then you make knas on the tar thing. Which is Rav. Rav always made a knas guf otur shvach. When do you make the knas? La'alta kan sinon. Right when you put out in shirabim, could you already take it? There's no profits yet, so you're taking the principle right then and there. Only when it gets the knas ready, then I can even take the guf. That's the Gemara Shaila. So Toshimah, let's bring a raya. Mid the karinon golol. we'll bring a raya from Golo, that by Golo, if you rab, you should have been able to take the Golo on the spot. So it's a raya from there that you could take something before it gets better. Freight the Gemara of a Tisbra, Kira, reading Golo, when do we ask the Kasha from Golo? Mekamid Lishni Rav Nachman, before Rav Nachman was Teretz. But once the Shadar of Nachman, we said a Pasha Teretz, Mik the Mirma Golo, Klaus, it's talking about Kasha from Golo at all, because Golo is no Sheikhs. So you still have a Shalit, and it's something that makes Shvach, when could I take it? Right away? Or I have to wait till it gets Shvach, and the Gemara stays with this Shaila, and the Gemara is not Poshit the Shaila. So the Rosh says, since it's not Poshit the Shaila, you go bust to the Muchzik, which is the original owner, he's considered the Muchzik, and therefore you cannot take it until it gets Shvach, until it gets profits. Zog the Gemara, this machloik is Rav and Ze'iri. If you konsu gufon, otu the Shvachon, if you kindest the principle, otu the profits, maybe it's machloikis tanoim regarding something else. Leimu katanoi, we'll find a tanoi arguing something else, same time machloikis. Leimu katanoi, it says in the Brice like this, shtar shakosu by ribis, a shtar that has in it ribis, that you wrote, you made a contract with someone, you lent him money, $100, he has to pay back $120, which is ribis. So halacha is, kointinoi say, make a knas vein a goibolais, a caramelais a ribis. Dibra Meir. Meir says, not only can't you collect the ribis, that's a knas, you can't collect the principal. That's what Meir says, can't collect anything. But chomer, no, goibolais is a caram. The principal is still collect the star. And Tai says, even more, you can even collect from a shabbat. Avaloyas a ribis, but not the ribis. So you don't make a knas, the principal, otu the ribis. So we have here the same type of machlokes. Lema Rav that says before you make knas on the guf and the shvach, the omra karmeya. These are the karmeya that you make knas by the karen and the ribbons. The ze'iri om, the omra karabonon. And ze'iri says you don't make knas shvach, a guf and not the shvach. He'll hold the rabbonon and hold that by ribbons, you don't make a knas, the karen out to the ribbons. So Mar says, no, I could, omalach Rav, I'm not the omra karabonon. I who make a knas by the fertilizer, I hold, even like the rabbonon, by ribis, because adkan the karan b'nahasam el karan debetera. At least there, the karan is behetera. So why should make knas on that? Avahacha karan gufa kamazik. Here, the karan, the ikur teven and kash is part of the mazik. So there, it makes sense to make a knas a guf otu the shvach. Vezira amalach, not the amri afilu ramei. I say even like a mei adkan the karan ramei hasam el demeshas ksiva to avad le shuma. Aval hocha mi yemer demazik. Here, who said that demazik? So Ziri says the opposite. Ziri says like this: I can even go according to Rav Meir, who holds that you're not making a knas. That you're not making a knas. That opposite. Ziri says I go for Rav Meir, who says you make a knas by ribis, and still over here by fertilizer, I will not make knas. Why? I come with Hashem El Mishas Ksiva Dalei Shuma. There, Mishas Ksiva ready. You made a iser. The iser ribis starts already when I make the star, and therefore it makes sense to make knas because I made the iser right now. Avahacha, when I put some shirabim, me emi the mazik. We're not sure it's in the mazik yet, so it's less of a vaday. It's less of a vaday iser, vaday mazik, and therefore maybe there you will not make a knas. That's why they're not telling each other two tanoim. Zok tomorrow, let me kahani tonight. Maybe Rav and Ze'iri are like the following Tanoim. What's the Tanoim? Very similar to our Mishnah. It says, Hamoitzi Tivnoi V'kasha Shravim L'Zvalim. Someone puts out his straw and his branch, Shravim turned it to fertilizer. Who's a Gmanachar? Someone got damaged. Chayiv V'Nizka. Lochi is Yechayiv in the Nezikin. V'chol HaKoyed V'Mizacha. Not only Chayiv in the Nezikin, whoever wants, come take it. V'asura M'Shem Gazel. But it's also M'Shem Gazel. Now that is a sickle steer, the Gemara doesn't ask. Because it says whoever wants to take it, then it says you know I'll take it. So what's going on? Shem Gamila Imer, Kol Makalkalim Shirabim Vezikoy, any Makalkal Shirabim that are Mazik Chayav Shalom, Chol Kaidram Zacha, and you could pick it up. Mutar Shem Gazel, and it's Shem Gazel. So there's two problems. First of all, the first thing is Shver or Shem Gazel. Also, what's the Machleika say? So I'm going to explain. Hagu Vakasha. Amrit Kol Kaidram Zacha. First he said Kol Kaidram Zacha. How to come out Shem Shem Gazel? Then he said it's also Shem Gazel. So what's going on? Elav Hach Kamar. This is Pshat. Chol koydem em zocha b'shvachan. Whoever is zeich in the shvach, good. Basurim shum gezel agufam. But the guf is also shum gezel. That means the Tanakama holds like Ze'iri. Basur shum gemil lemeimar fill a gufa nami chol koydem em zocha. And Rishum Gemil says no. Even the guf also allowed to be zeicha. So that's the machlokes tanoim. It's really machlokes Rav and Ze'iri. And this is one of the pshatim Rashi says in the Mishnah. The machlokes shum gemil and Tanakama is this machlokes. If you're allowed to take the guf or not, according to Tanakama, you only can take the shvach. But on the guf, it's also. Shem Gemil says you can take everything, even the guf. Zog the Gemara, Lizi'iri vadi tanoi. Lizi'iri, who holds over here that you do not make a knas, for sure is tanoi, because you can't say, because Rav Shimon Gamliel for sure is being kind of saying, what the guys are the whole thing. So, Lizi'iri vadi tanoi. L'rav milema tanoi. Amalach Rav, the Kuli Amma, and you say the Rav is Tanayim? Amalach Rav, no. It's not Amalach Tanayim. Why? The Kuli Amma, Kansukuf from Shushvachan. Everyone holds you do make a Knas. Vahacha, what's the list of Tanakam Shem Gamil? Vahacha, Balacha, Vaymir, and Ken Kamifaki. The Machlekes is, do you pass like that for everyone? The Itmar. Ravuna, Rav, Alacha, Vaymir, and Ken. This is the Alacha Lamaisa. But if someone asks you a Shal, you don't tell him. Ken, Ravad, Baba, Malacha, Mirin, Ken, you do tell him. If you ask you a Shal, you do tell him that's Alacha. So the Tana Kama holds, the halacha is that you are kind of goofing at the shvachim, but you don't teach them. You teach it, if they want to ask you, you say it's awesome shum gezel. That's the word that shum gezel means. We teach them it's awesome shum gezel. But Hashem Shum Gamil says, when you ask him, you even tell him it's mutter. Because halacha omar in Cain. That's the machlekes. Everyone holds, be'ikra adin, you are kind of goofing at the shvachim. But the question is, do you teach that? Tana Kama holds, awesome shum gezel, because you teach that it's awesome. And the other one holds, mutter shum gezel. Zogtig mara vaitim. So we have a chalukas of Huna, Rav Bahava, if Halacha Marim Kain. Rav Huna says, Ain Marim Kain, Rav Bahava says, Marim Kain. Fregd Mar Aini, for Rav Huna, Afkar Chushli. The story of Rav Huna, and someone threw out into the Shisharabim peeled barley in order to get dried, and Rav Huna said, it's Hefka, everyone's Kito take it. Rav Bahava was so Afkar Silikususa. He was Mafgir, someone who put out pits from dates in order to make it into Sheikhar, so he put out the dry. Or the peels he put out to dry, and he was mafkir. So Bishlam Rav Ada Bahava, we understand Kishmaitse. He was halacha omayrun kain. Rav Huna, the halacha is he can't be mafkir. It's halacha ve'im omayrun kain. Rav Huna said. So why here? Was he mafkir? Why did he make it hefker for everyone? Rav Huna lema hodabet. Maybe he was chayzer. So you want to know? Hanu musarim hava. Those people put out those chushli, those peeled barley. They were people who were always doing this. They did this a bunch of times, and therefore he had to make a takana that it's hefker because they were not listening, and therefore even Rav Huna was masking in this case it's hefker because he had to teach them a lesson because they were not listening. They were warned a bunch of times, they still were not listening.